And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breakup production of Fortis Institute. A senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds, has introduced legislation to abolish the Department of Education. The department, which Round notes has never educated a single student, would see its functions distributed to other agencies, essentially returning control to local communities who somehow managed to educate their children before 1979 without any type of federal supervision. Well, remember that FEMA supervisor who told workers to skip Trump-supporting homes during Florida disaster relief? Someone wants to have a conversation with her, particularly the House Homeland Security Committee. It seems like her post-firing interviews suggesting similar discrimination is happening in the Carolinas caught the committee's attention. A Target employee in Fargo has won a small victory for religious expression after being fired for writing "Trust in Jesus" on her name tag. Denise Kendrick noticed her co-workers wearing rainbow flags and various symbols without issue, but apparently her Christian message crossed some type of invisible line, and now Target, suddenly remembering its own policies, has apologized and offered to reinstate her. President-elect Trump has tapped former Florida Congressman Dr. Dave Weldon to head the CDC, emphasizing the need to restore trust in federal health agencies after years of what he called censorship, data manipulation, and misinformation. Weldon is someone who brings 40 years of medical experience and a history of pushing for transparency in health policy. Oh, and by the way, he's very pro-life. Joy Reid of MSNBC, always loved talking about her. She's taking fear-mongering to new heights, suggesting Trump supporters might start turning people in under some type of imagined autocracy. Her guest psychiatrist helpfully advised users to cut off Trump-supporting family members during the holidays because nothing says fight fascism quite like ideological purges of your own relatives. And someone else that it's always great to get advice from, The View's Joy Behar. Joy and Joy, they should start a show together that absolutely no one would be interested in. Anyway, I digress. Joy Behar has offered her solution to the congressional bathroom controversy. Just what we wanted, her solution. Just make them all gender neutral. Meanwhile, the incoming representative in Washington has agreed to use facilities matching his biological sex, bringing an unexpected practical resolution to what looked like at first might be Capitol Hill's most awkward standoff. J.K. Rowling is in the news. She continues her steadfast defense of women's rights, responding to her critics by declaring that there's no better hill to die on than the rights and safety of women and children. When told she was being hysterical about transgender athletes in women's sports, she pointed out the irony of using that particular word to dismiss women's concerns. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.